opposition leader, in her haste to damage Trinidad and Tobago, went as far as to interpret from the document that she received, which has nothing like that in it, but she interpreted from it and injected into it some connection to the lies they told about Paria earlier and the case they tried to make against Trinidad and Tobago through Paria, saying that we were breaching U.S. sanctions against Venezuela and this sale of the refinery. I saw one of her imps saying that the whole idea that is secretive is that the refinery will end up being owned by Venezuela. I want to say to the people of Trinidad and Tobago, all of these statements coming from the opposition are completely at variance with the truth and with facts. There's nothing whatsoever linking our operation and our negotiations here with anything to do with what they try to do. It is just throw it, hoping to stain our prospects. I will end by saying, Trinidad and Tobago remains a sovereign country, respectful of all, and under our stewardship, respected by all. U.S. foreign policy is one thing for the U.S., but Trinidad and Tobago's foreign policy is not to be undermined by the opposition in Trinidad and Tobago.